samosa crust is just the best. Try a samosa without crust and just aloo and you'll know what I mean. This startup ensures you get the perfect crust and a mix of the right aloo.
Get inspired with your story.
Hi, my name is Julius Sharma and you're listening to Get Inspired with Your Story. The snack startup began operations in Bengaluru in 2017 and now has 11 outlets in the city. Founded by Deeksha Pandey and Amit Nanwani, Samosa Party offers snacks from its cloud kitchens in Bengaluru. After an exciting corporate stint with Yum Brands and later with Chai Point and Co-Works, where she saw how homegrown businesses had the ability to create value for everyone, Deeksha decided to start up. She met her co-founder. Amit found that he shared the same sentiments, and a startup was born. She recalls, "I would often discuss with friends and family, but never had the courage to start up. During my days at Yum Brands, I noticed how foreign cuisines had created such strong brands and impact in our lives. Native food and snacks were limited to street-side establishments. I took inspiration from that trend and decided to work with an Indian food product and give it a global identity." Deeksha says that they wanted to make one of the most popular street snacks of India available to people at the click of a button in clean, tamper-proof packaging. She goes on to say, "We offer 20 different varieties of savory and sweet samosas, 100% preservative-free. Each filling is designed to evoke a strong sense of nostalgia. From smoky Amritsari pindi chana, zingi Kolkata chili chicken, the unconventional corn cheese to spicy Jodhpuri aloo pyaz, we've ensured that there's something for every palate from every corner of the country. Samosa is a great snack to serve at parties and small gatherings. And we also offer party packs of 50, which are freshly fried and delivered at the doorstep." Samosas emerged as top-ranking foods with the national capital of India, Delhi, consuming the maximum, followed by Bengaluru and then Mumbai, says Uber Eats in its India Forecast report. After samosa, India's famous butter chicken also continues to top the charts. Besides Indians, butter chicken is relished across the globe. It has ranked as one of the top 10 foods ordered even in New Zealand and Japan. The startup also offers teas and desserts like gulab jamun. Orders can be placed on its website and Swiggy and Zomato. Samosa Party runs cloud kitchens in Bengaluru, but is also building a brand with the product Samosa, so that it can be present in each format, be it cloud, retail, frozen, or ready to eat. It is also using a unique production technology and is working to make the entire samosa making process automated. As a techie, Amit oversees product, technology and growth, while Deeksha primarily oversees operations, people and customer experience at Samosa Party. Deeksha admits that there are many traditional businesses in this category, and while they do a very authentic job, their scale and speed are limited because of lack of any corporate structure and the fact that it's a family-owned business. She narrates, "We believe one of the biggest Indian food brands to scale globally will be a street food brand because of its variety and democratic taste. For that, we have scaled Samosa Party to 11 locations in Bengaluru, and we'll soon be expanding to other locations. We are a cloud-only brand, which gives us speed to scale and execute faster and penetrate deep in any geography. Cloud kitchens, commercial cooking facilities that have no physical dining space and cater only to delivery orders placed online, are projected to become a $2 billion industry in India by 2024, according to Red Seer Management Consulting. That's up from $400 million in 2019. Samosa Party received an undisclosed amount of funds from Inflection Point Ventures. The company plans to use this funding to scale and open cloud kitchens across Bengaluru and other Tier 1 cities. Having sold over 22 lakh samosas so far, the startup has grown 5 times since the first year of operations." She goes on to say, "There are more than 20 lakh street food vendors in India, and the street food opportunity is a $100 billion market. We have realized there is a huge demand and supply problem when it comes to samosas." India only exports samosas to 140 plus countries, so there is a big opportunity globally as well. Order volumes went down for a few days when the lockdown started in March, but Deeksha says they are currently at 100% of pre-COVID volumes. We have sold over 5 lakh samosas since the lockdown, and the numbers are improving every day. Customers are craving clean and hygienic street food, and we fill that gap. Customer behavior for our category of food has changed for the better. They would like to eat from hygienic, trustworthy brands given rising health concerns in the world. As a cloud kitchen business, Samosa Party's goal for the future is to be present in every 3-kilometer radius within a city. We also plan to launch a ready-to-cook range soon. Deeksha Pandey and Amit Nanwani started snack startup Samosa Party in 2017 to make quality samosas accessible to customers across all channels. It has sold 22 lakh samosas up till now. The Indian snack market is pegged at 42 lakh crore rupees, and 65% of this is completely unorganized, with Indians consuming 2.7 times snacks compared to 2.3 times meals. And this savory, their top favorite, is literally a Samosa Party out there. That's where brands like Samosa Party come into the picture, with a huge variety of samosas. Whether it's eating only the crispy outer crust or leaving the aloo for later, how can you say no to a samosa, right? And they do just that. Samosa Party ensures your love for samosas increase on a daily basis. For more inspirational stories, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube. Just look for Your Story or log into yourstory.com. Thanks for listening to Get Inspired with Your Story.
Get inspired with Your Story.